second, guys. One second.
What up?
We've got to give a shout out to South Nashville Heating and Cooling.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Friend and supporter, showing proof. Also, the longest running sponsor of I Got Some Shit to Say, the podcast.
Absolutely. Look, man, South Nashville Heating and Cooling, where quality and craftsmanship come together. They've been doing this since 1985. That's almost 40 years of service. Expert designs, quality installation, superior service.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you something.
What's that?
Tell me.
I feel confident in the fact that South Nashville Heating and Cooling will keep me warm in the winter.
For sure.
It'll keep me cool in the summer.
Absolutely.
Matter of fact, these middle months, you'll be comfortable even then.
Absolutely, dude.
Y'all know the deal, man. South Nashville Heating and Cooling, we love those guys. Y'all see the name, y'all see the number, tap in.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Always.
Stop!
It's I Got Some Shit to Say to podcast, man. We're back like we don't stop, because trust us, we never do. All we do is work. Y'all know me.
Fuck you, Squints.
That's right, R.I.P.
Wizzle fizzle.
Forever and always. With me as usual, across the room, going long, I got
ChadArmsTV.com.
Shout out to White Chocolate.
Absolutely, always shout out to White Chocolate. Joining us today, guys, we got special guests in the building. Two close friends of ours. Two fucking stars, may I say. God damn it. It's fucking Dusty Lee and Bubba Sparks in this motherfucker.
Hey, well, one star for sure, man. One favorite
man.
One's in the car headed to the airport. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, for sure. Yeah. What's up, fellas? Goddamn, it's good to see y'all.
You could mean to tell me you couldn't got us our own fucking button?
You have a button. It was cheering for you and all kinds of shit.
Dusty Lee.
Fun fact. Bubba Sparks got two buttons. No, he's got one where he says, I got some shit to say.
No, he does.
Yeah. We hit that motherfucker every once in a while.
I got some shit to say.
Here, you're up on that mic a little bit because it's a little different.
Yours is like
an actual DJ mic, and Dusty's, he can kind of float off
that mic how you did Diddy at his party.
Let's talk about it.
We're not doing all this.
Let's talk about it.
Promote this album, Diddy. Tell him some shit.
I got to be honest, Bubba. If there's one question I've ever wanted to ask you, I've known Bubba for fucking a decade, and after, like, I thought to myself, I wonder if Bubba early on ever got invited to a Diddy fucking party.
I threw a party with Diddy before.
Talk your shit. Let's talk about it.
Shit, let's go.
In 2001, we had a party together at Howard Homecoming. And, you know, I tell you how green I was. Basically, like, this is when he was doing, like, the big tubs of, like, it was, like, Moet. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah.
He was like, what you want in the tub? I have my own tub. I said, Jim Beam.
Oh, shit.
Hell yeah. Bottles of Jim Beam.
Hell yeah.
I don't know if it was 100. It was at least 30 or 40 bottles of Jim Beam in this big tub right in front. And, like, I didn't even realize. I was like, nobody was drinking the Jim Beam. It was just sitting there. And that's how green I was, though. And we threw the party. It was awesome. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was playing me close at that time, man, because you know, you really, and here I go saying this, I'm gonna get in trouble.
Everybody go,
like, you're not Eminem, but at that time, if you were alive in the fall of 2001, you know there was a period of time where you couldn't really bet against me. It was looking like I was about to be as big as Eminem.
Facts.
Sell as many records at that point in our careers as Eminem.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Not that I think I'm as good or better than Eminem. I think I'm me, and I'm the greatest me in the world.
Talk your shit.
Didn't see me as me. But, we had a great time, man. And then I remember I saw him again at the Super Bowl about 6 months later. And
flex.
I did go on his tour bus briefly.
Hold on. Uh-oh.
Whoa.
Is this before or after he gave you a bath in Jim Beam?
First of all, I thought this was America, dude. All this is a legend about Diddy. You know what I'm saying?
Like, sure. True. Yeah, true.
None of this has been proven to be true in a court of law. And we know
that sound offensive.
That they will. Well, I'm just saying, like, it's bad that we've so many people have. And I know what I know about Diddy, and I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna keep that to myself because I don't think his sexuality should be the issue.
Mm-hmm. Was it personal experience?
No, it was not, Dustin. Don't do that again, man. I'm gonna hit you. All right, and so you know, I really just feel like if we're gonna crucify him, I am a heterosexual man. Allow me to say that. You know what I'm saying? Fully. 100% heterosexual. I don't know that there's any gray area where that's concerned anyway.
Right.
But I feel like Diddy has been convicted in the court of public opinion for certain on bisexual activities. You know,
facts.
What I mean?
But big
that is,
facts.
That is not the same as these crimes that he's been accused of. You know what I'm saying?
Things,
and I think that the line between the two gets blurred just in discussion to where, you know, and so that's where I'm at with that. But yeah, and then I remember he wanted me to come at that Super Bowl. I got invited to Jazzy Faye called me on the phone and was like, "Baby wants you to come out here for dinner to his house in New Orleans at the time." And I was like, I was plus 30. You know what I'm saying? I literally had all my friends, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Had driven down. They were like, New Orleans, Super Bowl, blah, blah.
Right. Yeah.
Like, to the point where they're all sleeping on the floors of my hotel rooms and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And, like, so I was like, man, I got this many people. Baby was about to send a limo to pick up me and 30 people, like, one of them long-ass stretch, like, Navigator limos. He was like, y'all come on. But we couldn't even get that together anyway. We were just such a mess. You know how it is trying to coordinate 30 people.
RIP limos.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
Hey, rest peacefully, but man. Rest, please.
What happened to limos?
I don't know, man, but I don't like them.
Gas prices.
I don't like when people send limos to pick me up at the airport and stuff now. It's like tacky as hell. Yeah. But anyhow, and so we were supposed to go. Then the next thing was to this Diddy party he was having. And I was like, I got 19 with me. Like, you know what I'm saying? He's just looking at me like, dude, if you don't bring your ass on to this party and bring three people with you. And,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just didn't know how to move. And I was very loyal to a fault to my friends. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't know how to do the rapper thing. I didn't know what was, like, proper etiquette. You know what I'm saying?
Who to pull up with as far as, like,
politics and move around and stuff. I was really green. And there was nobody told me. Like, Timberland was not a go to the club or, you know, like out there kick it kind of guy. And not that he would have, you know, fucking gave me any grand counsel anyway, but
right.
The more recent shit's fucking wild, bro. Like, the shit's wild. It keeps getting wilder and wilder.
It
like
does.
Motherfuckers just keep stepping forward with allegations and then
and that's suspicious to me. That's
moving forward with
suspicious.
It.
You know, you wait 20 years to fucking do it.
And there was this law that I don't know if y'all are familiar with this. There was some law in New York.
When they passed it for the Trump shit.
And it was about to basically make it where, like, if you're going to come out with something like this, you better come out now.
Yeah.
Because if you wait. And it just seemed very, very money driven. It's much like the Bill Cosby situation.
Yeah.
I'd say. It was just a little.
That shit was like 20 years old type shit.
And obviously, I take, you know, rape very serious and all sexual assault of any kind. I take it very seriously, you know, and I know that a lot has been hidden, you know, along those lines.
Right. For sure.
And so I'm all for the truth and for justice, but in a lot of these situations, there are just some very suspicious factors involved that maybe be like, this is some concerted effort or something. You know, with Bill Cosby, he was getting ready to buy NBC or something like that.
Yep. And then all of a sudden, everybody,
I'm a conspiracy type guy. I love that shit.
Well, I mean, there's conspiracy theories, which sometimes are a little far-fetched, and then there's just, damn, use your brain.
Damn right. Yeah. The shit's right in front of your face sometimes, and motherfuckers are still questioning it. But anyway.
I was Joan of Arc in a former life.
Right?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Dude, Dusty Lee and Bubba Sparks are here.
They got an album dropping.
They definitely do.
Gentlemen. Yeah.
All that. We'll get to that. Dude, Dusty was here like the first fucking
17. Episode 17.
Dude.
I remember that.
What episode are you on now?
Jealous.
230 something.
No, it'll be 240 something with them.
What number was on?
Really?
The time me and Charlie came.
I'll look. It was probably within the first 50.
Yeah, it was early on. Yeah, and it seemed like late to me. Yeah.
I mean,
but that's crazy as fuck.
It was fun. I know that.
Yeah, we had a blast, bro. I knew Dusty had came super early, but man, fast forward. I mean, that was. You roughly about 3 years when you were here, Dusty, and then probably about 2.5 for you, Bubba. But
was it that long ago?
No, episode 104. So it was a little, but it was still 2022.
About a year and a half.
Right? Yeah, roughly that. Yeah. Yeah. But to fast forward 2.5 years, did I think that I'd have the both of you here talking about a joint collaborated album?
Mm.
That's fucking fire.
Yeah.
Recently, you guys released. Was it the first single that just came out?
Hillbilly Boys,
visual, Hillbilly, all that available now. Hillbilly, directed by Ghost. Shout out Ghost. Yep. He's in the room across the room.
Shout out Ghost.
Fire visual always by that guy.
What?
But the first single, I saw it the moment it dropped. Obviously, I've listened to it dozens of times since. But I peeped the video again earlier today, just in reference to you guys pulling up this afternoon.
Mm.
And when they came through the door, fun fact, I said. The Hillbilly Boys record guy, this shit's fire.
Thank you, bro. Yeah.
And Bubba said what? He said that's
the sixth best song.
That's exactly
best
what he said.
Sixth song. Best song on the album.
Yeah. So that makes me anxious to hear more. Mm. Chad, luckily enough, said he got to hear some of this album today.
I think they played most of it. I don't know if it was the whole
album. On the way here?
Mm. Yeah, I think you've heard all of it.
Yeah, it's fire, bro.
Yeah.
So let's talk about it, boys. What
What brung these two forces together?
Dusty and I, well, first of all, from the moment we met, man, we became fast and real friends. You know what I'm saying? That was in 2017. We did Struggle introduced us.
Shout out Struggle.
And man, we just been, you know, two peas in a pod ever since. But and so we got a lot of things in common. We, you know, it's definitely, you know, big bro, little bro type situation. Hell, sometimes he's big bro and I'm little bro. You know, but you know, we talked about it off and on since right around the time we met. You know,
doing a joint project. I mean, we started a project years and years ago. We started on about 8 to 10 songs already.
Yeah, but it was different.
None of them completed, and it was different. Yeah, it was a different time in my career. So
it's for Dusty majority urban country.
So. Yeah,
yeah.
So
that's interesting to hear.
It was more like you're straight like rap when you first came out.
Yeah.
But you know, like sometimes when you meet somebody, I just like hanging out with this dude, and we kind of got similar visions.
Just energy.
Times for music. Yeah.
Good vibes, man.
And we complement one another well. And I tell you something else we noticed early on, too, in the process of us just kicking it. People liked us together.
Yeah.
No, for sure.
People like seeing us mess with each other.
It's a good mix. It really is. That, like knowing you both, like, for a couple years now and shit, like, Dusty, I haven't known you near as long, but I've been around you enough now, like, at venues and shows and festivals and shit in the pod now, amongst other things. Like, I've got to know you well enough to know your personality a little bit, and then you mix that with Bubba K, bro. Like, that's a fun mix. Like, you can't really miss with that, if you ask me.
Definitely have a good time.
But I'm anxious, though, man. After the Hillbilly Boys, that was my first dose of a collaborative effort between the two of you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And Bubba, like, everybody knows Bubba Sparks got them bars, bro. Like, he's had bars. He's a fucking rapper. He's been a rapper. You know what I'm saying? Dusty, bro, I have to say this to you.
You didn't know it, did you?
I've watched you, like, you're a monster, bro. Like, you're becoming, you are morphing into what these boys morph into. You know what I mean? Like,
man, let me tell you something about Dusty, man. Like, Dusty, this from the first time we met, like, the ability to rap, on an elite high level is not new to him either.
Yeah,
you know, you go back to my album "Rap from the Country," a song that K.O. McCoy is also featured.
Shout
on.
K.O.
It's called what's the song called?
All About the Benjamins, ain't it?
It's not called All About the Benjamins, but anyhow,
I'll look it up. Something changed.
Anyway,
Ain't
Shit Changed. That's it. And man, if you go back and listen to his verse on there,
he's definitely one of my top five verses probably ever.
Yeah.
And so I just think it's just for him, I urge him, I implore him all the time, do not sleep on the rap side. You know, of what you do, man. Like, I'm telling you, you're too good at it. It's always gonna have worth, man. I'm not saying you can't go sing, or you know what I'm saying, because after Jelly Roll success, man, like, a lot of people around us in our extended circle,
they're like mimicking that to a degree.
They want to go be singers now.
Yeah, I get it.
But I think that even if you ask Jelly, and this is just pure speculation, but I'm guessing that he probably regrets a little bit of, he probably would like to rap at times now, but it's almost like, it's almost kind of like he's kind of
too far in now.
Yeah, he's too far in. Right. Like,
no, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I totally get it. Shout out Jelly.
Jelly, but
I get that same vibe though, Bubba. Yeah. That I guarantee he's probably got a few records tucked away at this point.
It's almost at a point where it could mess his thing up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You know, because he's I don't think anybody ever envisioned him becoming that type of star in the way it happened.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just amazing. So he's probably gonna protect that. But going back to Dusty. You know, I just think that it's his time now. It really is. Like, he's in the next 2 years, there are going to be some drastic upgrades to a lot of aspects of his life. You know what I'm saying?
No, for sure.
I don't disagree with that at all, especially from the outside looking in. Like, I'm a consumer. You know what I mean? Yeah. Rarely do. Luckily, in my position and being me, like, when I do get to get in front of guys like you too, I get chances to speak to you, like, aside, you know, different than a regular consumer, lucky me. But I don't get to hang out with Dusty a lot, so I'm constantly on the sidelines watching you. But I've seen your growth, bro, like, especially from episode 17. Yeah. Like, fast forward to now, dog. Like, I've watched you jump on two or three tours, open up for some of the biggest names in this country rap shit.
Yep.
Big-ass shows. Like, I saw you shake it at Tailgates and Tall Boys in front of, I don't know, fucking 9,000 people.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And then numerous times I've seen you on stage since then. But I think that's the dopest part about it, and the true testament to your constant grind and dedication to this genre.
It's been a lot of consistency.
Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah.
I'm just saying the whole thing is, yeah, like it's, dude, I've nonstop toured. I've nonstop dropped music. I've nonstop shot videos.
Mm-hmm.
I think me and Ghost shot literally probably 25, 30 videos in like a year time, like last year, the year before.
Yeah. Dusty Lee could write a book on investing in yourself.
I've never seen a person, mm-hmm. well, so fearlessly invest in themselves.
Love it.
But also work so damn hard. That's what I wanted to get to. Like, when you be around this guy, man, like, and you follow him for a day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I challenge anybody in this industry to work as hard and party as hard as this guy right here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's really, the only, we joke, but the only person that I've ever been around that I can really compare it to is Diddy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Diddy straight up, you know, like, like, you're talking about this guy back in those days, you know, not so much in the last few years, but... You know, when I was coming into this game, man, like Diddy was notorious for partying
nonstop,
bottles and partying until 4 or 5 a.m., sleeping 2 hours or 3 hours, getting up, having a full day of daytime office type shit, meetings and stuff, and then get back to it that night. And just, you know, and I remember I saw Diddy quoted at one time. He said, look, I can't tell you the blueprint for success for, he said, but I guarantee you this, if you do like me, he said, you work 20 hours a day. Sleep for 4 hours a day for about 4 or 5 years, you're going to be somebody.
Right?
Yeah. No, well, right.
I'm going to be somebody soon because that's about my schedule, to be honest with you.
I'm telling you, man, like Dust really gets after it like that. You know, like,
well, I mean, fast forward 3 years from the last time he was here, dude. Now he's here talking about a collaborative fucking album with Bubba Sparks, bro. It's right. Not like you're just handing those out, Bubba. I mean, I you know what I'm saying? You know, like, it's got to make sense.
Well, for a fee, you know what I'm saying? You
right.
You know, your little nephew can get an album with Bubba tomorrow for about 150 racks.
Fuck yeah.
There you go.
Discount price. So get at him. But we've been building up to this one, man, and it actually reached a point in the last 6 months to a year where I was more imploring him, let's do it, man, because I know the worth in it for both of us at this juncture. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I know that people, since I started working with Dusty so, you know, much, and so it being so transparent with J. Crew, Jeremy Cruz, it's kind of helped me, man. Like, people just see me, I guess, as the OG, and it's been past time for me to start trying to empower some people, you know, younger than me, you know, some people with a clean slate, man, and I've gotten juice from it, and it's a lot of people have taken it well as far as the way they perceive me, and you know, I got the Best Believe in there too, man, you know what I'm saying? Like,
shout out Best Believe. Yeah, pull up.
And so
I never met him.
Yeah, he's
never been bad. He's a good guy.
Sure, I will.
Good guy for sure.
He's a nice guy for sure.
I love to hear you talking like that, though, Bubba.
Yeah.
It's dope.
You know, and then when we actually started, what was the first record we made?
The first one we made, was it Get By?
No, I'm talking about the first record for this project.
I think Hillbilly Boys.
Yeah, so it was Hillbilly Boys. And after that... I was like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? Like, because Dusty came on that bitch rapping, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, doing that Dust. And I was like, oh, we're going to rap now. and we didn't go like full, because we talked about doing a project in the past. His goal, he wanted to rap with me, you know what I'm saying? He wanted to just, you know, and I was like, I don't necessarily know if that's our best formula for success for us to just go in a rap contest every time.
Yeah.
You know, we knew we wanted him to sing. He was getting more comfortable, you know, singing and finding his country.
Yeah.
You know,
his pocket.
Yeah. And he's still in the process of that, man, but he's a lot closer now. And, like, got a record called Never That. And it's just.
So how much, when we're speaking in reference to the album, because right now, you know, currently when this comes out, it's like first week of April, you guys, you guys were telling.
We'll be out in a month or so.
You know what I'm saying? They were aiming like maybe late May, June. Early June. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Somewhere in there. Cross our fingers. Hopefully it lands around there.
But we'll be dropping a few more singles before then.
Yeah. Love that part of it.
OAB will be out before this drops.
OAB?
OAB.
On a bitch.
On a bitch. Oh, shout out Jam Wayne.
Shout out D Thrash too.
Absolutely. But when we. So the album's complete, correct?
Yes.
So with that being said, how much, Bubba, would you, since you were the one talking like. Rap, like he wanted to rap, and then you still wanted to incorporate singing. What would you percentile that?
I say he's probably on about, what, a third of the hooks? I mean, but I say you've probably seen on about a third of them and on about half of them.
Gotcha. That's kind of what I'm asking.
We go back and forth a lot.
I'd say it's about 30% singy.
Yeah. I say he's
70% rappy.
DFW.
6 a.m.
Never, that's not really. That's both of us going back.
So just thinking of singing ones.
All on Me.
And All on Me.
Yeah.
Any features on them?
Jam Wayne, D Thrash from Georgia Boys.
Well, yeah.
And Jay Cruz, Jeremy Cruz.
And okay. Brian Martin.
Brian Martin, yeah.
Yeah. Fire.
Yeah, but Brian, you know, Brian's literally torn with Morgan Wallen this year. He's in fucking Australia right now, torn with Chris Young. Yeah, he's out of here.
It's actually crazy. Have you heard that one?
The one, I don't know if y'all played with
it. I played with it. You heard like kind of.
I want to go to Australia. You ever been to Australia, Dusty?
No.
Have you, Bubba?
I have not.
Really?
I've had two tours scheduled. I had a number one record in Australia and New Zealand, Back in the Mud.
Yeah.
You know, it barely broke top 40 over here, but it was number one in Australia and New Zealand, and I've still never been there.
I want to go to Australia and do some blow.
And I'm down. But I've had two tours scheduled, most recently in like 2018, and then just something fell through with both of them. But I'm very eager to go.
Yeah. I'd love to fucking go to Australia. But then again, I'd love to leave the country. I've never even left the country.
It's kind of amazing, like, you know, because you're in a different world, but it's just like America. Like, it's. It's weird. It's like an alternate universe.
Yeah.
And he goes to another country. It's crazy. Like, I toured Canada last year.
Flex.
And I'm like, I've been a lot of places, but like just doing shows when you're playing there, it's awesome. It's like, damn, I made it over here.
Shout out to Dusty Lee's hat.
So I was like, it's crazy. We played Victoria. We played like three different provinces in Canada, and it was just nuts watching these Canadian people come up like, oh, what's your on YouTube, eh? Like,
that's fucking wild.
Hey.
That's right? Where the hat came from, ain't it?
Right.
That's where that hat originated.
Where did you get the fucking hat? Where'd you get the hat?
Was it called Dudley? What's the name? Dudley Do-Right.
Dudley Do-Right. Canadian cartoon or something.
Where did you get that hat, Dusty?
I can't tell you.
It's remarkable.
Can't tell you. And everybody's going to have one.
Right? They probably would, too. But everybody knows where it originated from.
As long as I wear it long enough to where they're saying I ain't never seen nobody until he had it.
Yeah.
And I get that out there long enough, then I'll.
Let it marinate a little bit. Yeah.
I got to at least make enough noise with it for 6 months to a year before it comes a thing.
Oh, it made noise. When Chatty put it out with all that behind the scenes footage viral. And shit, bro, motherfuckers are going crazy.
On TikTok, people were like, I want to buy 10. Where's the link?
The clip with.
Well, buddies were arguing about it.
Think about that.
It's a hit. I'm telling you, it's a hit.
You know, I did detect a little. I got to admit, though, Adam. The more he went on about it, I was like, he's kind of obsessed with it. He must really like it.
But do like Demon. Fucking. Dinner,
nobody else is around. Adam's like, let me see it. I was like, all right. Next thing I know, he's got it on taking pictures with it. I'm like, why the fuck are you taking pictures of my hat? And he's like,
made it so bad.
Yeah. He's like, it's fucking stupid. I'm like, you just took 12 selfies with it, fucking bitch.
But think about how Demon Jones does the straw hat, dog.
Yeah.
Fucking. That could stamp be thing, that motherfucker, Dusty. Dude. Put a Dusty Lee feather in that bitch.
It looks in some other like colors.
Colors, yeah.
For sure. You're about to see, baby. I ordered them already.
How much was it?
They're $200 a piece.
Flex.
God, they're so worth it.
How many did you order?
That's a bit ridiculous.
Three more.
This motherfucker came over. Dusty jumped out the truck. I said, Dust. I saw Bubba first, dapped him up, whatever. Walked around the truck to meet Dusty. Dusty hops out the truck. One high noon in his hand at a time. I said, Dusty Lee, how are you, bud? He said, I'm fucking hungover, Squints.
He was.
And then that hat came out flopped right on top of that motherfucking head.
He would have never admitted that publicly on camera, just so you know. He shared that with you. You can find it.
Sorry. I'm sorry I put you out there on Front Street like that.
Yeah.
I can bleep it.
No,
I feel like I had an $800 bar tab last night.
Exactly. I was going to lead to that when we were talking about the $200 hats. Bar
where people go to drink for cheap and still spend $800.
He said he asked the bartender 15 shots at one time.
I didn't even order. I think the only thing I ordered that was not. I mean, the root beer shots can't. They have to be some kind of whale. It ain't like they make it with Tito's or something. I don't know what the fuck they make it with.
Yeah, that. I forgot about the root beer shot. They mentioned that outside off camera when they pulled up about a root beer shot. That's new to me. I'm a big root beer fan. I always have been since I was like a kid.
I've been everywhere, and I'm telling you, I've never had a root beer shot anywhere but Red Door.
It is.
They're fucking delicious.
I don't
drink
stuff like that. Part of how I survive so long and how I'm able to. Do my thing is I got one drink that I drink, and I don't take shots out of the bar.
What's that, Bubba?
It's Kettle One or Tito's. Those are my two vodkas, and sugar-free Red Bull.
Gotcha.
You know, and I can drink 50 of those in a night and hit the ground running the next day.
Yeah,
right.
You know, because I guess I've just developed, like, an immunity or tolerance or whatever. It just doesn't affect me hangover-wise.
Mm-hmm.
But if I start taking all these random shots of shit, and that's how you end up hungover as hell. I remember I learned that during the what era was that when girls was taking shots of that cinnamon and shit? What is it called?
Fireball.
Fireball. Fireball, yeah. I remember I took about, I was drinking vodka and Red Bulls like normal, but then I took about 8 or 10 fucking Fireball shots. Just trying, when I first came to Nashville.
Gives me chills, bro.
Hanging out with the country music writers, trying to be cool. And, man, the next day I literally felt like I was inside out.
Though to, when I was active, like in the clubs, like late 20s, early 30s, like before I got in like a serious relationship, I've been in a serious relationship 15 years, but while I was wild, I was always on
80.
Hey, man, slow down, man. You know what I mean? That was the most disrespectful shit you've ever said to me, Dusty. Man, what's wrong with you, man?
80.
When that mouth gets the mouth and
more. Man, damn it, boy. Nah, but Jaeger and Red Bull, you remember fucking Jaeger bombs, right? But oh, yeah. They were like the thing.
Shout out my boy Chris Hurt. He was on a rug with me. We went on a Jaeger rug for about a year.
Bruh. The things that Jaeger Dan was making with Justin Thomas. Same shit. But I used to get, though, I got to where instead of going to the bar and just getting shot after shot after shot after shot, I'd just get, like, in a glass. I'd just get it mixed and just put fuck straw in it and just walk around drinking Jaeger Red Bull all fucking night. Just drink glasses of it.
That sounds pretty good.
But it used to work.
I drank a lot of Jaeger bombs on tour.
But it used to work. Like, it used to, as far as the hangover and shit, like, I used to, I mean, we'd go fucking Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night.
Now it murders you.
Yeah, I don't even drink no more.
Oh, you don't drink at all?
Special occasions. We go to tailgate, you know what I mean, or dope concert or something, you know.
Yeah, I got it.
This is one of those nights.
Just have beers around the house, yeah.
Nah, none of that type shit.
Yeah. That's good. I mean, you know, whatever floats your boat, finds your lost remote.
Right, but I smoke like a chimney. If y'all would have pulled up with a bottle and be like, take a shot with a squint, I would have, sure. You know what I mean?
You just made it. It was like probably an accidental thing that happened over time.
Yeah, for sure. Dude, I used to get fucking trashed. I mean, fucking trashed.
I bet you were getting trashed.
Oh, dude, Bubba, we fucking, I remember one night I met you. I didn't meet you. I ended up.
A show down there on, like, the Mumbria.
Dude, came
down
there. One night, randomly, I ran into Bubba Sparks at fucking Hooters and Hermitage.
Oh, yeah. I was out there up to no good.
I think we both were. But he was at the bar, and I got a picture from that. I need to find that fucking picture, because I don't know if it was you, me, or both of us. One of us were rolling, because our eyes were fucking shot.
Sure, for sure him and probably you.
Right?
Yeah. I'd definitely say it was probably me or you.
Could have been both.
Or both, yeah.
That's a long time ago. But I was trash drunk. Hey, yeah, man, absolutely.
It's Hooters, man. Hey, you. If you're still, I'm pretty sure you don't still work there, but it was two of y'all. Y'all know who y'all are. God bless y'all and God bless America.
Bubba K was at the bar. He was on a mission.
Let's go.
Man, that was years ago. I'm talking about fucking years ago.
That was probably 2014. No, 15 maybe.
14, 15. Get your dates right.
Maybe a little before that even.
Dusty fucking talking shit to the old guys, man.
I know, man. Dusty don't understand respect this damn elders, man.
Damn right. Just, need to.
You can't make fun of how old I am and then not respect me as your elder at the same time, bro.
So with this album coming out late May, early June, how many records total? Can we get that number?
Ten, yeah, man.
We did 12. We didn't put two of them on it.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, man, it's about, man, you know, I'm doing my thing on it, but it's about the type of songs that I typically wouldn't do, like, you know, All On Me is like, I'd say that's like a country rap Ja Rule.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. No, that's dope. Yeah.
And I don't, you know, I just had never done a lot of records like that. And
it's a love song.
Yeah. Well, it's like
a poppy love.
It's
poppy
like, country it's, love it's like a player. It's like a, you know, coming to, you know, you're coming to acceptance of the truth and reality of a situation, of a loss. You know, when you did your thing, and you know, it's like, man, it's all on me. I'm the one that did this. And I got to be a man, a big boy.
Yeah, owning up to responsibility type shit.
And Dusty's got the best
accountability.
His verse on that, it's singing. He's singing the whole time, and it's probably my favorite verse of his ever.
Yeah.
Really? Name of this record is what?
All on Me.
All on Me. Is that your favorite song off the album, you think?
No, it's one of my top. I like the top five or six. I love all of them, but I'd probably say for me, OAB, the one with Jam Wayne and D-Thrash, and Never That are my two favorites. Yeah.
You know, Dusty, what do you got?
I think Kid Rock, and it's just hard between the second one because I like so many of them. I'm going to say Kid Rock
is the one with Jeremy Cruz.
Which I love 6 a.m. too. It's just so different. But I'm going to say, man, I don't know. It's so hard between them. Kid Rock is my favorite one for sure.
Yeah. And that's the J. Cruz vibe. Something like a hillbilly, the song Hillbilly.
Yeah.
I know we got a lot of hillbillies.
I'm so anxious to hear it.
It is. It's fire.
Yeah, the actual song "Hillbilly," me, him, and J. Cruz, Kid Rock is kind of, I'd say, in the vein of that.
Yeah, for sure.
Dusty, you're gearing up for a tour coming up too, right?
Yes, I just announced today, which it'll be starting when this comes out. Demon Jones. I'm also on the road with Colt Ford.
Flash.
So more. I've been on the road with Colt Ford lately.
Shout out to Colt Ford. Yeah. We need him to pull up. Yeah.
And then we got a bigger tour coming together.
Yep. And then we're about to announce our tour, me, Bubba, Adam Calhoun, and Demon Jones.
And love it.
For August.
Yeah, I love that.
Which we'll have some festival dates in June and July.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm doing three of those tacos and tequilas. You know what I'm saying? Like in major cities that have, it's like me, T.I., like a lot of giants from back, you know, in the day.
Hell yeah,
and,
dude.
It's like I know I'm doing one in Fort Worth, Texas, Dallas, Fort Worth, one in Kansas City, and one in Milwaukee.
I'm going to Dallas with you.
Yeah, and one in Milwaukee.
That's dope. Like, you get to move around a little bit.
Let me know those dates.
Yeah, that's
May 18th.
It's so interesting to hear y'all talk like that. Like you just mentioned, just random shows that you'll be a part of, and Dustin be like, ooh, I want to go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And Dusty will get his ass in there.
Dusty will hit the road. I'm telling you, he'll hit the road. Even if it ain't his show. But I'll go to his show, too. Like, I love
the networking of it.
Yeah.
Because I'm just such a good networking person. Like, when I go to the bars, it ain't just because I'm going to get drunk. What happens is I bump into some motherfuckers who actually are somebody, and then I get them drunk, and then they become my best friends, and then they love me. And
You're just building a relationship.
We build a real friendship.
I like that, too. You know, Dusty just had a son, you know what I'm saying?
And congrats, man.
He's in a relationship, you know, shout out.
Shout out to Rowdy.
Yeah, and
my son.
I'm sorry, you know, I love him, but I'll be there. I'll be looking for my future ex-wife. That's what I like. I like doing the bar.
I'm not mad at you.
Hell yeah, bub.
Is that your first kid?
No, third.
Oh, hell yeah.
I got a 13-year-old, a damn 8-year-old, and a newborn.
But the first with
gotcha. First with that one. Yeah,
yeah, it's my first one with my current girl.
Gotcha, man. Well, congrats on that. That's dope. Yeah, I didn't even know that.
I don't know if you want to say her name, but shout out to her.
Madison. Yeah, of course.
Madison.
Shout out to her.
Yeah, Madison. You know,
shout out Madison.
Bubba Kay, you don't have kids, do you?
I don't have any kids. It's so
you have one of mine.
I want mine. I want to be able to see it.
It kind of sounded a little weird.
If I
sell mine.
If I can't see little glimpses of me in them, I'm going to just walk off at some point.
Right. I get it. Makes sense.
Hell yeah,
I won't have that love. I got to be like, man, that's me, dude. Like, because that'll make me, like, relate to them and empathize and sympathize. Like, I know what you're going through, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I know you're acting like me right now. I know exactly what you're going through. But here's how. That's what parenting should be about, right?
Yeah,
and
sure.
And it'd be like, look, it's playing a trick on you. I know because you're me, little motherfucker. You know, I really want to be able to do that. I haven't given up yet.
Really? You ain't given up yet?
No, I haven't. Because I feel like, you know, God's will be done.
Absolutely.
And I don't pretend to know God's will for me. I just hope that when it's made known to me that I have the courage to carry it out.
To walk that path type shit.
Yeah.
And I know that I haven't given up on finding my person.
Yeah.
So with that comes the possibility of, you know, because I've done a good job about, you know, guarding my sperm.
Protect that shit.
By not just going out, you know, dropping it off wherever, you know what I'm saying, like over the years.
Right.
And I still could have a kid somewhere, though. It's just a situation.
Right. It's more probable than not, to be honest.
You show up in town and it's like you meet this chick, sparks fly, emotions run high.
Passion is... You know, hi.
She actually talked to me, man.
And things happen, you know what I'm saying? And then, but you never know what kind of situation she might be in. Her boyfriend and her might be on the rocks. She might just be creeping, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He might be out of town working for 2 months or whatever. And then, so she gets pregnant, and then she's looking at it. She's like, well, should I gamble on it being the rappers who I don't even really know this guy? Or, Chad, baby, I have great news.
Yeah.
It might be mine.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It could happen. You know what I'm saying? There's some instances where I'm like, damn.
He's never really been the same after the Diddy party.
Right.
I'm not going to keep playing that game with Dust, man. So if y'all just don't feed into it, don't laugh at it or no shit like
man,
that.
Man, we need to promote this album. Say something crazy.
That's not going to promote it, though. We're going to be known as the people that sat there and talked about Diddy the whole time instead of the people that had some great music. We don't have to play those.
I'm anxious for the fucking music. I'm jealous.
We're too dope to have to play them damn games.
I'm jealous that Chad got a dose of it on the way here. We're
going to streak it through the quad later.
Through the quad! Hell yeah.
My boy, Blue.
Shout out Frank the Tank.
Yeah, Frank the Tank is a goat.
That's kind of like my swag, too. I'm kind of like on a little bit of Frank the Tank stuff.
Are both of you still working on solo projects, or is the focus on the joint project?
Bubba, you got a whole
man, I got a whole album that I've been supposed to drop.
I got 20 songs already mixed and mastered.
Money Legendary.
Fire.
And I really should have dropped it because I'm trying to fulfill the end of my current agreement, my current recording situation. I'm trying to fulfill that. So either they got to give me some more money or so I can walk them down the street, or whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
But, I chose this. How much I believe in what we're doing, because it actually really set me back in terms of my recording agreement. To do this at this time. But it felt right, man. And I really feel like it's going to propel us to – It's going to propel us to two different places. And basically what I want to be for Dusty, when he takes that ride, he's going to have me over here. And I'm going to say, here comes this pitfall right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I slipped in this pitfall one time. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's going to have somebody around him that's truly got. Ain't a lot of people that can really.
Hell no. I'm glad you're saying it. I was about to interrupt you and do it myself, dude.
It's like, on Bull Durham when he's like, you been to the show, man?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but I've been to the show and, like, made two All-Star games, in the show. Yeah. So it's like. And I wish I had had somebody. It would have benefited me greatly to have somebody.
There's some sort of guidance.
And whether it just what you could trust, too, that wasn't going to tell you something, like, wrong for their own selfish reasons or no shit like that. I'm not cut that way. Yeah. So, so I'm gonna be that for Dust and hopefully Jeremy Cruz.
He's super talented too, bro.
All my other little homies that I believe in,
Yeah, like I said earlier, when you started talking like that about, you find it like in your mindset now that where you're at a point in your life where it's like time to look, reach back and help up and coming artists, especially ones that you're fond of and already built relationships with, like you're talking about now.
Too, and it keeps my sword sharp.
Yeah, for sure.
But when you reference to, there's not many people, bro. There's hardly any people that can reference to the situations, scenarios, moments in time, personalities, and pitfalls. Situations like you're describing, I mean.
Well, just games that record companies are going to play. Yeah. There's just a lot of things that go on. Like, it's a minefield. It's a minefield. And having somebody to help you navigate through that minefield is invaluable.
Mm.
100%.
So, with these tour dates fixing to roll out, Dusty, does that mean that some of these people that are snagging some of these tickets may get some Bubba Sparks surprise from some random cities?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that would be fun to implement whenever y'all can.
I'm gonna definitely go out there for a weekend with him and Colt Ford.
Hell yeah,
that's our Colt, man. Who else is on that? Just you and Colt?
Yeah, usually me and Colt.
Yeah.
Well, Dusty's managed by Average Joe's now, by Shannon.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not signed to Average Joe's.
No, he's just managed.
Me, Colt, and Brian Martin have the same management now.
Okay. Yeah. Dope. Good for you, man. Yeah. How long has that been a thing?
A few months.
Dope.
So this is new. Yeah. So
shout out to Shannon.
Absolutely. Shout out to all of
them. First time I've ever had management in my life. So
yeah, that's interesting, especially just from the management aspect of it and not like being underneath the actual label.
Yeah. I mean, they own the label.
Of course.
They're approaching it from management.
Everybody's like wears a lot of different hats. All these companies do, like Rock Nation. They got a record label. They manage people.
Yeah.
And I, when they approached him, I actually took Dusty over to Average Joe's. How long ago was it?
Before I signed my country rap. It's so funny. He took me there to try to get me a deal with him. And I didn't have
He had recorded like five or six
songs. But they were singy. They wouldn't like that.
What year was this? It was roughly?
It was what he thought before country I met rap you, was came at here the time. Yeah. From the outside looking in. Like what he thought it was like the kind of stuff he needed to make. Then when he actually, went and kicked it with the lax and stuff, like he really started to understand better. But yeah, and it was like we didn't even really believe walking into that meeting. We were just, he asked me to do it and I was, that's my brother. Yeah. So let's go.
Let's go, what I'm saying?
Bro. But they definitely weren't in expansion mode at the time, like necessarily. And just taking on people at the time, but it's crazy how the world comes full circle.
Because now I'm back in the hole. It would have been a better situation than I didn't do it.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Just like me at the No Limit party back in the day. The worst thing that could have happened to me was signing with No Limit. But a minute if y'all want to. But anyway,
let's get to it.
I hadn't told y'all.
I haven't never heard. I'm sitting here looking at you crazy because I ain't never heard that story.
I want to put a bow on this.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
When he originally told me that they had reached out to him, Because I got a long winding
average Joe's.
History with Average
Joe's. Gotcha.
Yeah. I got a long winding history with Average Absolutely. Joe's, and I love Shannon. And you know, but we just had our ups and downs, and it's just it's how it goes over 20-something years, you know?
Right.
And so I was a little skeptical at first, but then, you know, basically they agreed to do 6 months of work without being paid anything. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and no contracts, no nothing.
Yeah. I was like, you really don't have anything to lose, bro. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
Give it a shot.
So, yeah. It's been pretty good so far, I would say, for him.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I ever went in Average Joe's, and I don't know if that was.
Was it the new building out there, or was it the one down on the Mumbry?
No, it's the one like off Briley area. But that place was like, wow, you know what I mean? Like it was
huge.
It's a compound.
But I remember walking through the compound, like getting the tour, and I remember walking by that big ass Bubba Sparks poster.
Oh yeah,
Ass motherfucking poster. Hey. I mean, posters relying to just people, you know, just creditable names, just from.
Yeah, they've done a lot, but Bubba was first.
Yeah, Bubba's poster was big. Yeah. You know what I mean? I love their hub too,
the facility. Shannon and Doug Kay, they were 11th Hour Entertainment back in the day, which was the production company I was signed to when I signed my deal with Interscope.
Fun fact,
absolutely.
Yeah, you know, so I've been rocking with Shannon, Helen, Colt too since 1995.
Wow, yeah, about to the 90s.
But fun fact, when on the way here, Bubba played us a song he talks about in the Chad Arms TV interview about the song that got him signed, right? Country Boys.
The original Country Boys.
Yeah.
It's and like K with a cunt with a K, re country folks. And but I just let him hear it for the first time, which is on YouTube, but it's featuring Duddy Ken, homeboy from Athens, Georgia. And the guy on the hook, I can't even remember his name. I feel terrible. I don't remember his name.
But it's dope. It's sampling the Country Boys Can't Survive. But this was before
Country Folk Show came around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was.
I might talk slow, but I'm feeling fine. And Country Folk Show can rhyme.
Yeah,
dude. Okay.
Bubba was double time rapping too.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
I hear it. I let me loose, and I'm just, oh man, it was crazy.
Yeah, it was cool hearing him like that. Because it was like, he was so young. What year was that? 97? 98?
I actually recorded that song in like 98. Yes.
Yeah, bro.
So I was 20 years old.
It was always Bubba Sparks too, right?
That time it was the beginning. That was like the first two or three songs I recorded under the name moniker Bubba Sparks. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I had been Lil Devil before. Me and Colt Ford was in the group, One Card Shy. He was Charlie Hustle. I was Lil Devil.
Charlie Hustle.
I was every year when I was 14 that I started. Was Smooth and Company, and I was MC Smooth.
Hell yeah, dude.
And then I was in the second group I was in, which was like later years of high school, which when I say group, it's very loosely. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We went to the studio. We might have, after school, went to each other's house and like, sat there and wrote rap.
Yeah.
Like instrumentals of New Jack City Ice Tea.
Yeah.
But so Hard Cash and Cold Money. I was Cold Money.
I was going to say, who was you? I'd love to have, as you're telling us this, Bubba, the fucking timeline. I wish I had like a graphic that would pop up at the bottom moving and it said like a year and spike up and show a picture. That'd be fire as fuck.
I used to want somebody to be a part of my rap group thing so bad when I was like young. My best friend, shout out to Big Steve again. His name was QT. Cutie, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I had him a rap written. Now, he didn't care nothing about rapping no more than I cared about building airplanes for a living, you know what I'm saying? But go to the mall. There was a group around LaGrange called The Power. They were some white boys, but they was fire, like with dancing and stuff. They do all that dancing where they touch each other's head and all that stuff, like yeek dancing.
And y'all should do some shit like that.
And I thought, I was like, they were it. And one of them ended up banging my girlfriend too.
God damn it.
Damn it. The yanker or whatever he was.
It was a long run though. It's a marathon. I told you, bitch ass boy.
Hey, you gotta watch them ones that can move around, man.
Come on, dude.
I never told him that. He was like 26 and I was like 15. So I just kinda took my loss. It was kinda should be in prison.
Yeah, I was saying, he should be in jail.
Right.
Fuck.
He really was 24. She was like 16 or some shit. Like, you know, that was a lot more common back in those days, unfortunately. That's no excuse. But anyway, and basically, we thought that they knew I could rap. You know what I'm saying? I had a little bitty reputation for being able to rap as a white boy. That was pretty rare at that time. And so I had a little bit of notoriety from that. But I was trying to get our record deal or whatever I thought was going to happen. You know what I'm saying? They had a record deal with some little bitty label or something, but I don't know what I thought they could do for me. I was so green. But so I They're coming out of the malls Friday night. We just got our Chick-fil-A. You know, Chick-fil-A used to be exclusively in the malls back in the day.
Facts.
And so we're sitting there. And I'm
man,
like,
it did, too.
Yep. And here they come. They walk out of the mall, all five of them. Cam Burnham, rest of, God bless the dead. Anyhow, shout out to LaGrange. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And they get there, and he's like, oh, yeah, oh, boy, this is because I say he can rap. Let's check the little fool out, blah, 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 whatever. And they come over. I say my rap flawlessly.
Oh, like a cappella just on the spot?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big crowd or just them five?
Them five, but that was the whole world.
Yeah, you know, got man? You. Say less.
Yep. And so, and then it's Big Steve's turn to say his rap that I wrote that we've been over so many times.
And he dropped the ball.
He choked on a French fry from Chick-fil-A. I didn't speak to him for a week. That's no joke. Like, I
shout really, out Big Steve,
I really
dude.
Thought, oh, he would die laughing if yeah. he heard that story right now. He choked on that French fry. Dude was crying. He was so apologetic. He was like, I'm sorry.
Oh,
dude,
no.
This dude went on to play. You know, it was all SEC football in Georgia, played the NFL yeah. for 7 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You spoke of him last time you were here.
Yeah, for sure, 100%.
But literally, I am so mad at him because I think this is our opportunity right here.
And he choked on a fucking French fry.
14 or 15 years old. Yeah. You know, I'm like, do you realize what you've done?
Oh, my God.
Dumb and dumber
again. I'm living in a trailer in 15 years. You know?
Wow, dude.
Dusty, did you have any other rap names before Dusty?
Yeah, I wanted to know that, too.
Yeah, I want to know this.
My first one, so... It was D-Red.
D-Red.
Okay.
And it's only because...
D-Ray's yeah, I was going to say, what's that reference?
I started rapping, I was 15.
D-Ray.
Yeah. And it was all the hood dudes. And they found me. I had to go. It was crazy. I had a...
All white boy, my, got that story.
Literally, yeah. my yeah. brother yeah. told my cousin, who was a big coke dealer, he's like, my Shot brother could rap better than all them dudes he's hearing. Like, say, my... Back then, there weren't music videos like that, but his cars yeah. were in them. But he's a big coke dealer. And he's like, my brother out-rap all them. He's like, no, rap. So I go and I rap for him. And he's like, hey, he calls his dude. He said, where y'all at? My little cousin out rap all y'all's asses. He's like, we're on Broadway. And this is when everybody used to hang out the car watch and you can potentially get murdered or,
yeah.
you know, just like hundreds of people. Mm-hmm. We go down there. We're the only white motherfuckers there. I'm like fucking 15 years old, sitting in front of the gas station car wash. And they're like, all right, rap. And everybody's just looking
Did
at
you
me.
Want to go in the first place?
Hell yeah. I want
okay,
to go.
Cool.
And I kill it.
Yeah.
I choke. And, they're like, oh, hell yeah. So they put me in, they take me to the studio, and they put me on a song. It was my first time ever recording. Guess what the name of the song was?
What?
In Words to Bang Ya.
Oh.
Oh, damn.
That's all like, black dudes rapping.
Bang, though, since you're talking all this Diddy shit, what kind of bang was that? Oh. Guns.
Pow Pows.
Pow Pows. Bang, bang.
You said yeah. Pow
Don't
Pows.
Push this on me.
Sure, but that was D-Red, sure. you said?
D-Red. So listen, I didn't even know I had a, they're like, what's your name? And I'm like, I don't know. You got to have a name.
Fuck.
And I said,
I didn't think about all
I
that.
Don't know it. They're like, you're going to be D-Red. Your name Dustin. And every time I've seen you, you're wearing red. I was like, all right.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's how it happens. Yeah. All right.
D-Red. So any other ones?
So I try to come up with a, no, I try to come up with a cooler name. So I like mix my whole name. It's Dustin Lee Astro. And I was like, I'm Delayus Red.
Delayus?
Let's get him out of here.
That's what you said? Delayus?
That only lasted like a year.
That's yeah.
That's shout out to Delayus, dude.
I think I'm the only one that ever.
I love how you left the red,
so,
though.
But that's so him, though. Yeah. Like, that's what's funny about him. Like, you know me about perching on the commerce and shit like yeah. that. He will overthink some shit, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just yeah. some of the concepts for songs that he has and shit, dude. Like, it's like, I feel where you're going because I'm a crazy motherfucker, too, to overthink shit, but.
Delayus, dude. I love how you kept the red, though.
You Chad, the Chad, red. Chad was C-Dub.
I was Chad Rowe first.
Chad Rowe, DJ Chad Rowe. Name. And then he was C-Dub.
Have you ever choked? I've choked one time in my life.
On stage?
Like not B-Rabbit on stage. Choked. Listen, like B-Rabbit choked, and it was the worst time ever.
Oh, were you just fucking, and it was like a battle type
the,
scene?
To the No Limit story.
That's so listen to this. Yeah. So listen to this. They all know I rap at school. Everybody knows I rap.
Yeah.
I'm starting to put songs out on MySpace and everything. My school says.
Shout out MySpace.
Make a, Fairdale High School, they said, make a football song.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm like, I'll do that, no problem.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, I come shit. Back to school the next day with it. They're like, oh, my God, this is good. You're going to play it at the pep rally today. You already sing it?
Same day.
And I'm like, oh, no, yeah. it was the next day. It was the next day is what mm-hmm. it was. And I'm telling my family and everything, man, my stepdad and dad and mom, my stepdad got this big-ass out-of-date camcorder he's yep. holding and shit.
Yep. Yep.
Whole school at the pep rally. They start playing it. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, shit.
You just forgot all the words and forgot
what you were doing.
I'm walking, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm, like, walking stage fucked up.
And you just never started rapping.
Well, in my defense, I couldn't hear it all the way, and I just wrote the fucking song.
Sure.
And I was scared to death.
Of course.
And I'm fucking 15 in a 3X tall tee with 38 size jeans. Shout and I'm 130 pounds.
So you
with
did
clear Jordans on, they're sweaty.
What happened? Did you did you run off the fucking court? Did you end up finally starting to say anything, or did you just
no? I just fucked up. I was trying to rap it. It was just coming out like. Yeah, I got some words in.
Yeah,
you were hitting that, but snow
it wasn't rapping the whole time.
Yep.
And I never forget. Motherfucker was like, "I choked. He choked B Rabbit."
Hey man, that could have been a pivotal moment in your life. It really. No,
it's funny because you know what I did? My 10-year high school reunion. I pulled up in a Maserati.
Talk your fucking. Yeah,
and I was like, where's most likely to succeed at? Where's he at? Oh, he's got 12 kids and drives a fucking Volkswagen.
Hell yeah!
Fuck that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk your shit.
Who was fucking wrong?
Bubba, how'd you pull up to your high school reunion?
I'm a lot more humble and grateful.
You know, I didn't have to go, you know, do nothing like extravagant. So I went and bought a $3,500 suit.
Okay. That's pretty extravagant, but okay.
That was a joke.
Honey. Especially in a fucking whatever year that was.
Me and my boy Big Steve, but we did it still with humility because we had a lot of real friends, you know what I'm saying? People.
Yeah.
But there was these guys, like, we were like the dudes that got along with everybody. We didn't necessarily grow up all, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it was like where I was 50% black, 50% white. But a lot, most people were poor, but then there was some rich kids, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they was fly. They had got the new Jeep Wrangler when they turned 60.
Spoiled and shit.
Shout out Jeep Wranglers.
Hey, absolutely.
But that was a big deal.
No, for sure.
And so there was four of these guys, and they were non-athletes, too. We were like the white boy athletes that were like Firefly. You know what I'm saying? Fireflies get... Because we were fire and fly.
Yeah, fireflies.
But not the terrible festival that imploded. Anyway. So they were like coolest. They got a lot of chicks, man. They were probably leading on the scoreboard, you know, as far as like chicks, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just because we had to go to football practice and they just went and smoked cigarettes and weed and just got bitches, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With daddy's money and shit. Mm. But they were the cool guys, man. Shout out Joey Crockett, Chris Pearson. I used to call them the Four Horsemen.
Name drops.
Hell yeah,
man.
Dude.
And
I love it.
They was them guys, man. And we was them guys too, but they were just them guys, man.
Yeah.
As far as some white boys. But anyhow, and we went back to our 10-year high school reunion, basically Joey Crockett from the Four Horsemen. He said, "Go on, get your ass up there, boy. Go on, get your ass up there. Stand on the bar. Start saying, 'I win.'" Yeah. And just to hear it, he was joking, but a lot of truth is said in jest. You know what I'm saying? So I was hyped. Like that was like that's all I needed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I really did buy the $3,000 polo suit.
Yeah.
It was like bought it. I don't buy shit like that or wear shit like that typically, but that motherfucker was fired.
It better be fucking $3,000. Fucking like, hey, bro.
Well,
Dusty's over here buying fucking.
Rico Wade, he took me to the mine. You know how to go about buying it. You know what I'm saying?
$200 hats, $800 tabs at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
At Red Door. That has
you
to
boys
be
just playing with money.
When we tell that story for eons and decades.
No, that's literally, I'm not joking. That has to at least be over 100 shots.
Dude, 800. Think about that. If you've ever been to Red Door or any other dive bar, because
they're like $6.
Dude, $800 bar tab in about an hour, really, when it goes?
Yeah, I left. I didn't even close it down. I left nice. I left responsibly. Dude, like, I left at like 1:30. I left like 30 minutes early.
You was taking care of your puss back there at the room. That's right. You know,
his mangina.
Shout out Ghost, man.
Ghost is... I wish I had not been a follower last night. I wish I could have just been like a leader.
Yeah, we meet our neighbors at the Airbnb. They're fans. And I was like...
I bet they're fans.
Like, I was like, y'all want to hang out with us? Or y'all want to go... You know,
I met them. I'm the one who met them, first of all. I'm the one who's a social butterfly and met them. And they're super cool guys. They're like Adam Calhoun type guys. They're from Chicago. One of them actually lives in the town where Adam lives. And they're just some cool guys. And then Dusty, of course, comes out and overdoes it.
They had a blast with me. Bubba and Dusty at the bar with them.
They had a blast. Actually, I was hoping that if I could hook them and Dust up, that then they could all go to the bar because then Dust would have somebody with him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like four new guys.
And you get the crib.
And I can just be chilling, yeah. And I ended up having to go anyway. But I was attempting my patented sneak out maneuver, and Dust caught me and still beat me back to the place somehow.
Damn it, man.
I don't know how you did that.
He's a sneaky guy. Gotta watch him. Real quick, shout out to Bubba Sparks' shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, we stay repping.
That's fire.
I appreciate that.
Unfortunately,
I didn't have one. Don't live a story right.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Run with that. I don't want to forget that shit. Now. Oh, hell.
Let's okay, go. So this is.
Give us the short version.
No, it's too epic, dude. It'll take about six minutes, 48 seconds. I think it's the lowest.
That's a good time.
I'm with it.
All right, so I had went through Shannon Houchins. All right, this is an era of like, you know, I talked about the period of me and Colt being a group.
Yeah, early stage, but average Joe's. Bars.
I was telling y'all about the White Folks, White Things song.
Yeah.
It went like, well, this is what me and Colt for. We're starting to really embrace the country shit. And really, I'm starting to be able to be cool with who I am within rap at this age and really take pride in repping myself and my own truth and where I come from and that type of deal. And so we did a song called, we just some white folks doing white things, playing putt-putt in the misty rain, drinking. Hold on, taking bong hits, drinking Miller Lite, and if the song hits, then we feel it right.
Yeah.
And that was like our jam. Right?
And that was like, what, 2000?
No.
97?
Be good to me now. 2000, saying some shit like that, Arms. It was like 98, bro.
Okay, yeah. I was way off.
Way off, dude.
Yeah. I like how Bubba called you Arms.
Yeah, dude, Arms.
I normally call him when I talk to Charlie. I said, you're talking to Chad Armez.
Yeah, Armez, yeah.
So, and Big Steve was on spring break. That's what I remember. It was the spring break. We both turned 21 years old.
Damn okay. It.
Yeah.
And so, so we had like options. You know what I'm saying? You got some real options when you got that real ID and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so we had went to, in Atlanta, we went to the Club Atrium, which was on the east side in Decatur. Mm-hmm. We drove from Athens up there because this guy named Maurice Motown Lee, who was a street team guy for Priority, who No Limit
okay.
had
their, right. their okay.
Priority.
Yeah.
And he basically had the plug whenever like No Limit artists would come into town. And Young Bleed, who was my favorite.
Oh, my favorite. I got a song with Young Bleed, actually. Flex.
How you do Jesus. That?
How you like, do that?
That was, song, that was the biggest song in the
love
world.
Love that record,
time,
man.
Just to set the stage for y'all. Set the
love that record.
And yeah. And so we get to go hang out. We show up in the atrium, dude. We're hanging out. We're backstage with. He was opening for Tila.
Actually. Oh, dude.
Tila was there that night. We never met Tila that night. I met showing Tila up. Later on.
Yeah.
But. And so we're just hanging out with Young Bleed. I'll tell you how that night ended. We had borrowed Shannon's car. He had a Cadillac, a four-door Cadillac, Shannon Houchins from Average Joe's. And he comes out at 7 in the morning, and literally, I'm laid out in the front seat sideways in his driveway, laid all the way out. Steven's in the back seat with his feet hanging out the door because he's like 6'5", and we're just sound asleep. He comes out in his driveway, and that's how we're kicking it. But anyway, and so we hung out with, and I became, that night when we were kicking it with Young Bleed, I became... we met his cousin, a guy named Fred.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Fred.
Fred was from Baton Rouge. You know what I'm saying? They were the concentration camp that Boosie was a part
of.
For
sure.
You know, CeeLo Records, and who was actually the label that the Baton Rouge based label that did mm-hmm. the deal with Interscope. It was No Limit CeeLo. And so they were doing their thing back then. Max Minnelli.
Max Minnelli was huge.
Okay. Yeah, definitely was.
But
yeah.
So he was a part of a street guy from that clique, basically. He was Young mm-hmm. Bleed's cousin. And we developed a relationship, man. Me and him actually, like, Cap started a landscaping company, you know, talking like on the phone every day. We were going to do all kind of shit. You know, we were going to get pounds, everything from pounds of weed to a landscaping company.
Right.
And nothing ever came to fruition. We're just talking on the phone. Yeah. And we're going to do a lot of shit. You know, we made a lot of plans. But the only thing that we ever followed through with is when he calls us one week and he said, I'm finna go down to Baton Rouge to the No Limit party this weekend. I need you to roll with me. And I'm thinking, it's spring break.
Mm-hmm.
Big Steve's with me. We already done pledged to kick it the whole week. He's like, let's go. Let's go. No. Yeah, yeah, that's what it started at. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you sure, dude? Baton Rouge? What you want to go? Why don't we just go to the beach or something, man?
Right,
right.
He's like, nah, let's
no limit.
He's like, we gotta get you on. We gotta get you on. You gonna go down there and you gonna take over. You gonna rap yeah. for them. And you gonna take over.
Shout out Big Steve for being.
Yeah, good, shout out to Big Steve. He prodded me a lot of times like that.
Yeah.
Rarely do you reference anything without mentioning Big Steve.
I know, from that sure. era especially. Yeah. Man, you know what I'm saying?
Keep going.
Because we were the only two like-minded, like, you know, spirited yeah. people. Like, we believed in each other, truly. Like, there was no reason to believe at that time.
So he gave you the pep talk to...
All right, and so we take off. So what we were, in fact, going to do is we get up to Atlanta. We met at off South Cobb Drive, right off the interstate. There's a damn... Micro Tail Inn. We met there, And what we were really doing is we were taking about eight. This isn't sex trafficking because this is basically like willing strippers.
Disclaimer.
Listen, they were we were taking these girls from that worked at Magic City to a No Limit party.
Yeah.
And they it was going to be new girls from Magic City from Atlanta.
I get
were,
it.
And they were going to be stripping.
Sure.
And they were going to, you know.
Yeah.
For sure, 100%.
They were getting their money.
Yeah, it was just like an Uber.
It was a field trip.
Yeah.
Like Uber slash pimp. Like
absolutely.
Like shit, you know what I'm saying?
Poober.
Poober.
Yeah. And so I take off. We leave. This was crazy as hell to me at the time. I'm freshly 21. We leave Atlanta at about midnight.
With a shit ton of strippers.
On a Friday night.
Yep.
Driving to Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
With a shit ton of strippers.
With about... We were in three cars. Fred was driving one. I was driving one. Big Steve was driving one. We each had about three or four strippers in the car.
Okay.
All right, and we take off. I'm talking about we get...
Caravan.
We get to Baton Rouge about probably about 7 to 8 in the morning.
Okay.
We get down there, and we want to go... For some reason, we're going to go straight to a strip club.
Damn it, man.
And we go to this strip club that's out on this dirt road somewhere, and my car gets stuck.
Dirt Road strip club.
And I don't know. Look, it's daylight. I don't know what club this was. Maybe y'all know anybody there from BR. But it was like a strip club. It was still open at daylight. And there was probably a droves of people like outside leaving this place at this time at like daylight. Mm. And I was like, what the hell? And it, right in the middle of them, my car gets stuck with all the hoes with us. And I'm just panic mode, full panic mode. God, thank God once again for Big Steve, big ass, 6'5", 300 pounds. Yeah. That son of a bitch went,
picked the car up,
lifted the car up out, said, hit it. And I drove out of from being stuck. All right. And then that night, so we get a hotel room, we get some sleep that day. And then that night, he said, now we're going to the No Limit party.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, we get there to this, it's like the, what you call it, the recreation house at like an apartment complex. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like where the pool table
sure.
and all that shit. And,
was this like a private party or was this like flyers and shit? Like what's happening?
It was private.
Okay, cool.
So we get to this complex or whatever. We're still really halfway calling bullshit at this point. Mm-hmm. Oh, let me back up a little bit. So right before I went down there, Shannon Houchins had given me these. Remember back in the day how they'd have like these packages where it'd be like a folder with like a person's bio and then a CD in it?
Sure, EPK, like a...
It's electronic. It wasn't electronic then.
Press kit. That's it. A press kit. Sorry.
A CD or a tape or whatever.
Yeah.
Music and then like pictures of you and shit like that. And that was how you did it back then. Everybody had to have one of those, you know. But I didn't have one yet.
Mm-hmm.
And Shannon had like two or three other artists. One was this super dope rapper chick from Valdosta named Fiona. Shout out to Fiona. And but it wasn't me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm team player. And Big Steve had already told me, we're not put all that shit away. We're doing you, and you're going to go get this shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yeah. And so we get down there. All right, we show up to this apartment complex, and there's a big guy who's got on a Southern University shirt named Lawrence. And this guy was like probably about 5'6", but about as big around as us four put together.
Yeah, with arms it's a big like, boy.
Yeah, arms like big logs. Pupwood logs. And and so he's like, y'all gonna work security for me. That's what he tells me and Big Steve. I guess he just saw how big Steve was. And we're like, cool. They give us I had gotten an official Young Bleed shirt, No Limit shirt, promo shirt, which was the coolest thing in the world back then. I had that. And then they give us each a new C Murder one. But the C Murder was like a 4X. But I was so proud.
Yeah, happy to have a C Murder.
I put it on anyway. So I'm standing out there, supposedly security, with this C Murder album promotional T-shirt. It comes down to my knees.
Hell yeah.
And, you know, Big Steve's got on his, and we're just happy as two pigs and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right,
and we sit outside, and the girls go inside, and we're standing outside, like, working the door type shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I shit you not, bro. It started with Silk the Shocker.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat there at that post and watched every motherfucking No Limit soldier walk through that fucking door
in 98, which is the height of
that's the power roster right there.
Say, and that was the biggest song in the world at the time. And I'm telling you, it was like, dude, I was definitely a little starstruck when I met Eminem. We talked about that.
Yeah.
If I've ever been starstruck in any other instance, it was watching Master P walk up.
Oh, dude, I bet.
Like, he was such a fucking figure of like, wow.
Yeah.
And they come in, dude, and we just hear, dude, let me tell you, P, two notable things that happened in the process of everybody entering the building. God bless the dead, Mr. Magic.
Mm-hmm.
He literally tries to bring an AK under his clothes.
Oh, wow.
Wow. All
right. He's got it tucked in some kind of way up under a big jersey. You know, we wore bigger clothes back then. And Lawrence, the security dude, was like, hey, big fella, I'm going to take care of you here.
Yeah.
He's like, really?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, we got you.
He's coming prepared.
So he puts the gun away, or goes back, puts the gun in his car. And then the other thing that sticks out, Master P comes through, and literally the two finest ones, the ones me and Big Steve had eyed, the ones we thought we was going to, like, fall in love with or whatever was going to happen throughout the course of this trip, that we're, like, planning all these romantic
getaways
with in our own heads, that we spoke, like, two words to them. Yeah. They were so fine. Master P, that's when I learned the game. Master P comes in, about 5 minutes, leaves with both of them.
Yep.
Leaves with both of them.
Breaks your heart.
And there's a whole other story that goes into that. But anyhow, so we're sitting there. We done finally snuck in. There's all kind of bottles of liquor in there. Steve done went in and got us each a bottle. So we're drinking a little bit out there.
Yeah.
Because after all the No Limit guys come in, there's nobody else coming. We're just standing out there. I think we got paid like $200 to do it, which at the time was amazing. And so then we're getting a little tipsy. Everybody starts coming out now. It's like the party's over. And Steven's like, why didn't you... Each time somebody would walk up, he'd be like, go rap for him. Go rap for him. As they're coming in, I'm like, we're doing a job. We're doing it. I'm just being really scared of shit.
Yeah. Top flight, dude.
And so as they're coming out, finally, like, at the end, and I shout out to Silk the Shocker, man, because he was the most cool, humble, most presentable guy, you know, to have been.
That's Chad's favorite rapper.
He had at that time, man. Yeah. He was, yeah, them ad-libs worked him over, but as far as, like, you know, he was
such a terrible rapper.
Yeah, he was.
He wasn't that bad, man. Just his recording technique was awful.
Horrible.
I'll like, say, yeah, that's
he, what the ad libs was just, you know, like, you got, they can line
never
them
made
up
sense.
Now they can line them up, you know what I'm saying? But back then they couldn't. And them motherfuckers was
horrible.
They were jabbing his ass. They were jabbing him.
And so,
jab libs.
And so,
Lex would be going off right now if he was here.
Yeah, Lex. Sure. Yeah.
Lex is a huge Silk Soccer fan for whatever fucking reason. He loves No Limit.
No, Limit's his favorite.
I love No Limit too.
Religiously, but he will bat for Silk the Shocker.
Are you serious,
Chad? Yeah.
When y'all asked, when y'all were asking the question, what's better, No Limit or Cash Money? I understand what Cash Money brought to the game. It was different.
Yeah.
But I'm go more No Limit.
Yeah, we've had that conversation here multiple times.
We saw the Troy Money clip. Yeah, shout out Troy Money.
I think I go Cash Money 9 times out of 10. But there's still that a string getting pulled in there from. I mean, No Limit was such a force, bro. Like that.
Yeah.
I could only imagine what that moment would have felt like to watch the motherfuckers walk in there one after another,
bro. And that was my first experience with something like that. So I'm literally floating.
Absolutely.
And so, but finally, he's like, "Man, there goes Silk. He just standing there, bro. You got to believe in yourself, man."
Steve said that?
Yeah.
I said football player.
And I go over there, and I just from LAG up 85 to ATL, see me sell with DL on the side. Better believe we bona fide, full of pride for this South shit. Get busted in your mouth quick if you plan a slander, because I runs with a stout click, clout thick as a oak blowing smoke like a chimney. Your girl up the block cock hollering, get into me.
Ooh, okay.
98, Bubba K. Bro, come on, dude. A white dude in 98.
It was real Andre.
So, hang on. Did the Red Sea part and you like walked out and everybody was anxious, was anticipating you rapping? Or did you like, hey, check this out? Like, how did that moment?
I spit, dude, and he was like, you dope as hell.
But you were like, my turn, can I get a shot? And like, okay. Like, I'm just trying to understand. Gotcha.
Nobody
okay.
Everybody's just over and just start rapping.
It's like one of those things where it says nobody and me. You know what I'm saying?
Like Big Steve was like, go out there and do that shit.
Like, you just walked up, like there's a mic standing.
But it was real just like context, on. You know, the larger context for me.
You got the proverbial slap across the face from your buddy, like, get out there.
So I thought that after that, he was going to call Master P, the helicopter was going to come get me, they were going to take me off forever to my millions of unlimited dollars that naturally were there.
Wow.
But it did work out that way.
Yeah.
And, Big Boz, who was like the number two, notorious, like he was, he didn't make music, but he was always known as like Master P's right hand man.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me his beeper number that night.
Shout out beepers,
dude. Like, this story is
like,
epic.
Hit me tomorrow, we're gonna get up.
Yeah,
and so we stayed around Baton Rouge for another day, and we beeped him a few times. He called me back one time and was like, I'm in the city, I'm in New Orleans, basically. And we just kind of realized that we were just getting a runaround.
Mm-hmm.
And we went home, and I remember feeling like such a failure. You know what I'm saying? I was like, man. and thinking that was the worst thing that ever happened to me was not doing whatever I needed to do to get on in that situation. Yeah. And I'd never be in a situation like that again.
Yeah, like just a huge missed opportunity.
In retrospect, that was not that not happening what I thought. So as you chase your dreams or as you pursue whatever or just go about living life, like sometimes what you think is the biggest curse can in fact be the biggest blessing. Just like a lot of times what you pray for and what you think may be the biggest blessing can turn out to be the biggest curse. So we don't, we got to keep living. We don't know. And the thing is there was another situation. Colt Ford had taken me to Jermaine Dupri's house. You know, Colt Ford had the relationship with Jermaine Dupri.
We still
to,
does, right?
We used, we but I'm saying this is back when Jermaine Dupri was Jermaine Dupri. And so we used to just go up to his house. They were kind of on the rocks, I think, at the time. And he wanted to talk to Jermaine face-to-face. And sometimes we would go up to his house once every few months. Sometimes we wouldn't get in the gate. It was like an hour and a half drive each way, and then we just drive back home. You know what I'm saying?
Stop
and get some crystals or whatever and go back home.
Shout out crystals.
Damn it, man.
And so this particular time, we get through the gate. And this is the first time I had ever made it through the gate at Jermaine's house and after like four tries. And so, and Colt Ford, God bless him, man, sat there and told Jermaine Dupri, this kid's the best I've ever heard, Jermaine.
That's real.
And Jermaine said, let me hear something. And I froze up.
Damn it. Oh,
dude, that you had a delirious moment.
Dude, that was, I froze, like, I could, like, it was just, I went retarded. I was so nervous.
Damn it.
And I beat myself up a lot. You guys called that story. And
we'll have to. I want to now.
A long time for that, and then that combined with the failure at No Limit, I'm sitting there thinking, "That's it, man. You don't get no more chances than that."
No,
man,
that's not true.
A lot of people got a lot less chances than that, and did this shit. You didn't do this shit. You know what I mean? And
the X factor was Big Steve wasn't there the second time.
Well, that was actually the first time.
Got you. Okay, there you go.
That was actually happened before the No Limit party.
Okay, you rose to the occasion that second time.
Yeah, a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
But you did
little,
it.
A little bit.
Snapped, yeah.
The miracle didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking at it like, and I would page Big Boz, like, around girls and shit for, like, listen, that's, you know, Big Boz.
Man, you.
I'd be like, that's Master P's best friend, man. You don't know nothing.
You pulled that Dusty Lee pep rally. What you did.
Yeah.
What is that?
When Dusty Lee walked out of the pep rally, when he was talking about earlier, and he made that school song, that song for his school, he walked out in front of everybody in the school and fucking
being sent shit. Literally, look online. How can he talk acting like Bubba? That I remember people talking shit that I would see comment on my Facebook page or anything, and would literally be like,
"Is this that one
we
guy
went to school together?"
Yeah, dude.
And I'm like, "Fuck you."
Yeah,
don't remember you, bitch.
Reference the reunion.
But then, like, how the fuck, and Bubba's over there referencing to how, like, he missed an opportunity, he personally missed an opportunity with No Limit Records, and then fast forward, and he missed an opportunity with Jermaine Dupri,
vice versa,
in order or whatnot, and then look how his fucking story went.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, man.
And the people he's affiliated and associated with over the years, and then.
You just got to keep going, man.
Bruh. Like, I just got that tatted right here on my arm recently.
Yeah.
Those words, keep going.
You know, because one thing I've learned, you know, is just you never know. Like, just everybody tends to look at it like, man, you just need to be out. You need to be safe because you never know when something bad's prepared for a terrible event to happen. Mm-hmm. Fuck that. We're not going to sit around here, you know, expecting bad things to happen.
Right.
You know, saying? Because something beautiful and something majestic and magnificent can
majestic
happen just as easily. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You'll miss it. Yeah.
And I'm on the side of let's expect great things to happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and I live by that. And so I just always had this, particularly at that time of my life, man, I had a faith that was so strong, man.
Mm-hmm.
So unwavering in God and my own abilities and in God's plan for me. And, man, I just, you know, things happen. Like, when my girlfriend broke up with me, Melanie McDougal, and her father basically, shout out to Tommy McDougal, basically told her that I was beneath her, that I wasn't.
God, you know, bro, I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, and that shit killed me, dude, but that gave me that fire for the next 2.5 years to work 3 jobs, to get up every day. Dude, I probably, not no partying, I'm talking about, you know, slept 3-4 hours a day, man. Then I drive.
Yeah, I mean, it's where Dusty's at now.
Then I drive an hour.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
this
that's.
But this is like, he's way of, you know what I'm saying? This is like that younger, like.
Yeah.
Have nothing.
Yeah. Like, I totally understand what you're saying.
And, and, you know, and it's like, he's further along in the process, but he does have that same spirit and attitude.
Yeah.
And it's like, so I was working at a liquor store. I was working at Paul Brown Motors, Colt Ford's father's used car lot, doing landscaping there. I was selling pounds of mid-grade weed.
Hell yeah.
Every Wednesday I drive from Athens over to Winder. Shout out Bobby Stamps, his cousin John. Now Ace Weed, sweet. It's all good. But and yeah, we did our thing, man. You know, with the mids, the middles.
Middleman.
And so it was like, you know, I just, I do all that, and I drive an hour to the studio where Shannon was at, which was in Gwinnett from Athens, about an hour. Record for 4 or 5 hours and then drive back. You know what I'm saying? And I did that. And we had so many ups and downs, man, of thinking it was on when it wasn't. You know what I'm saying? The Mike Conception thing that we talked about.
About so many opportunities thinking this was going
to
be.
The guy from the Crips that was in the wheelchair, you know, thinking, claiming me as signed to him. For that, to the Fred Durst, you know, involvement in that. Me thinking I was on that way. And then 6 months go by and you think, man, it's not going to happen, dude. It's not meant for me. I bitched up in front of Jermaine Dupri. I semi-bitched up and gave a lukewarm performance. With Shocker. You know, and now this shit has happened. You know what I'm saying? It's not meant for me, dude. And fighting that.
No other white boys. Besides Eminem.
Eminem had just came out.
Yep.
No, Eminem been out 6 months to a year around this time. But, you know, and just managing to just, I had a great friend, man. I really did, man. Mm-hmm. I owe him so much because, you know, he had a belief too. You know what I mean? Like that. A faith in himself and in me that was just, it's just not canny. It's not of this world. It's not some regular things that people and he had it. You know, he believed. I remember he going into like eighth, ninth grade, he was about the same size as me. And he used to look in the mirror and he'd be like, look how big I am. I'm big like Shaq. And I'd be like, hey, what are you talking about, dude? Put your fucking shirt on. He's like, no, I'm huge. And he believed that shit, bro. Huge, dude. Yeah, enough, between 9th and 10th grade, this joker grows 5 inches. And I'm like, man, you tell me there ain't something to that, bro.
It's manifestation. Like, it's just.
Ain't nobody else in his family big like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he's 6'5", 300 pounds. You know what I'm saying? And walks that shit on into the NFL, man. So.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's. I'm just a big believer, man, I say it in Klingon, man. Can't get around. Everybody's telling themselves a story. You know what I'm saying? And whether that story is a positive one or a negative one, it's true.
It's true to somebody for sure.
The story you're telling yourself in your head about you is true.
Yeah, yeah.
No matter what it is.
Yeah. Now, it's making your own way too, man. Paving your own path and knowing why you're here and.
I don't know how fear got such a grip on us as people, man. At some point, man, fear just became, and
I think it was the internet.
Fear's trying to kill you, man. Fear's trying to take you, you know, because you're not a fortune teller.
Yeah.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? We can't predict the future.
Definitely not.
So we're telling ourselves a story based on some event that has never happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like
when you break it down like that, it's crazy.
If y'all ever seen the Will Smith thing in that movie After Earth, it's a pretty terrible movie. But it is
terrible.
I've actually never seen it because I heard it was terrible.
But him and his son.
There's a clip with him and his son where he breaks down when he learns fear's a lie.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And it's gonna get us all at certain points.
No, for sure.
Sure,
but it is a liar. It's a bad liar, and how I kind of look at it like the Force in Star Wars, though. So it's really like
the Force.
There's two acronyms that you need to decide today because fear is constant. You're going to have to constantly battle it. But is it fear as in fuck everything and run?
Yep.
Or face everything and rise?
For sure.
And so we each get to make that decision every day.
Yeah, bro.
Talk that shit, dude.
I'm anxious to watch you two fight this fight together.
Nah, man. Over my dead body, will Dust not fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to put, I am selfless in this endeavor, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to make a little living, man, you know what I'm saying? And be a part of something cool. But at the end of the day, with Dust and J. Cruz especially, man, and Dust more so because we got more history,
right?
You know, but with J too, man, it's, I really, I want to get them there, man. Because, you know, I've had other great people that I believed in my past. Duddy Ken out of Athens, man. Mm-hmm. I really wanted him to get there too, man. And I had a lot more clout at the time, but I just didn't have the know-how.
Right. You didn't have the knowledge. Yet.
Yeah. I knew the people at that time. Yeah. Now I don't necessarily just have the people on speed dial.
But you got the knowledge.
But I got the know-how.
Yeah, right. And you've been there and done that.
And we're going to get it done, man. And if you give me Dust, you know, somebody that's as works as hard as him, man, and you know, he's gonna get on this path with or without me. You know what I'm saying? Right. But I do like to feel like I've had, you know, a positive impact overall.
No, I think that's it. Yeah. Dusty definitely recognizes the value of Bubba Sparks in his corner. I mean,
plus
but
just me
you'd be dumb not to,
too, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, not to diminish that, because at the end of the day, we make jamming music too.
Mm-hmm. I'm anxious to fucking hear it. I'm still pissed off I haven't heard the shit.
Here in a minute, man.
For sure.
It's fire.
Yeah. Well,
very proud of it.
You know, we give the pitch, guys. You said late May, early June. I got Bubba K and fucking Dusty Lee here right now.
Gentleman.
Polite gentleman.
And that's actually shout out to my boy Dax. That was actually going to be the name of the follow-up to the Charm, which had Miss New Booty on it. It was going to be the Impolite Gentleman.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And me and Dust always talk about how we're like, you know, the same damn person in a lot of ways. And so I was thinking about it when we were thinking of album titles. I was like, we could just, because I had to did a photo shoot for it and everything, and it was really based on like the Dumb and Dumber when they have all like the orange and blue tuxedos.
Yeah, God, I love that shit. Yeah.
And we're probably going to mess around and do a photo shoot for
that. That would be fire. I love, dude. We need to do that.
Where we just go there, man.
We've done fucking three Halloween episodes, and that always comes up. Dumb and Dumber suits.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to make that shit country as hell.
So have y'all shot any artwork or any of that yet for the album?
Well, we just done three videos, right? Four videos.
Yeah. It should be four videos just for this album.
Yeah, we did the first one, the Hillbilly Boys.
But I mean like the cover art and shit.
Oh, no.
No, that's it. Actually, that's actually going to be getting done right now. It's,
it'll probably be done by
the time. It'll be an animated one.
Fire. Oh, yeah, fire. Yeah, that's. Yeah. I'm excited about it, guys. Man, I really
am. You know what I'm saying? This is back to making it a labor of love for me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, I guess I was kind of lonely for a while, like as far as like feeling like.
Oh, Dusty, you.
Well, no, I mean, just as far as like, you know, just trying to make this come back or whatever the hell I've been trying.
Right.
You know, and I just was on a creative island, man. And
yeah.
This past year, man, I say just, like I said, man, just me and Dust really getting back in pocket, and then with Jeremy, man, it's been cool, man. It's re-energized me, and we're just having fun, man.
No, you can tell, bro.
Well, it's about that energy that you two, 100%. That you two.
If we have fun, man, we're gonna be successful.
Right.
If me and him are, and even us as individuals, and I think a lot of people are like this, man, if we're having fun, bro, we're going to be doing something good. It's going to be
right,
productive, and it's going to be, we're going to make some money from it.
If we have fun, everybody's having fun.
Right.
That's the type of people we are.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like, if I'm having fun, everybody around me is for sure having fun.
Well.
Hint, $800 bar tab.
Fuck.
$800, man. Do y'all really, man?
The whole lot.
Really,
he probably bought the everybody in the fucking
show, like Wayne's World or something, where they could call in.
We do that on Sunday nights.
I want to hear people tell me about their dive bar tabs.
Right.
You know, bro, right now.
But before we get out of here, earlier me and Dusty were recording, and Dusty said, asked me if I wanted to come out on a couple of shows with him. Or he said, you want to come out on tour with me? Sure. And then he said, well, how about we let you come out on a few shows and see how you like it first, like local? Because he's fixing to be out for a minute. I was like, hell yeah.
Plus he's working, man.
His tour schedule's ridiculous.
No, that'd be fun, though, dude.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I promise y'all.
But in 2025, 2026,
Dusty, yeah. Man, rewind. I'm telling you, Dusty, the progression I've seen you, Bubba, over from episode 17 to 240, it's been nuts. You know, and
if you pull up all my analytics, it'd probably be ridiculous.
It's been great to watch, though, man. I'm super proud of you. You know what I mean?
He's fought for every inch of it, and he's bled facts. For every inch of it. I'm going to tell you what, he's earned it.
It paved his own way, man.
For it. I promise.
And now, Impolite Gentleman on deck, you know what I mean? Late May, early June.
It's going to be good, I promise you. Next single, OAB, should be dropping about the same time as this.
Hell yeah.
First week of April or so is when the new video is dropping.
And that OAB is going to go crazy now.
Second week of April?
Yep.
Fire.
Shout out to D-Thrax, the Georgia Boys. Shout out to Jam Wayne.
Yeah, for sure.
So there you guys go, because this
are going to both go crazy.
You know, Bubba already said that was his favorite, probably his favorite record off the album, right? The one with Jam Wayne and
D-Thrax.
Chad, you said this episode drops April 4th?
April 5th.
April 5th, you know what I mean? So y'all Tap the fuck in.
I'm going to make a bold prediction right here.
Let's go.
And I'm going to perch on this commerce.
Perch on it, though.
All right. There will be one of these songs off the next four we release off this project will be the biggest song Dusty's ever had and as big as any song I've ever had.
Oh, let's go, dude.
No shit.
Let's go. There's some big sounding songs on the record.
I'm
holding
to it.
I love it. I'm excited about it.
It's in y'all's hands.
Hopefully by April 5th. Well, you guys already know they're getting a new video like the week after somewhere in there. So that's cool. But be on the lookout for the pre-order links and all that type shit. These guys, because along the timeline we're talking, all that shit should start rolling out soon. Yep. You guys iron out that release date, et cetera. So. But Impolite Gentlemen, we're fucking excited about it. Obviously, we're going to name the episode that. You know what I'm saying? Sure. But you guys be on the lookout for this shit because I'm super excited about it, bro.
You guys, let us give y'all some flowers right here. I want to give flowers to you know, got some shit to say podcast.
Thank you, Bubba.
You know what I'm saying? To the greater movement that's going on.
Absolutely.
With the different ways of media that y'all, but also to this fool as an artist.
Absolutely, dog. Want. It's my favorite rapper over there.
Man,
thank you, man.
Man, you know, I told him the last time we got together when I got emotional. I said that at some point there's going to be a first.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what, whatever you're doing in life, let me reiterate this. If there's no reference point, if you're the first of this trying to do something, just know it's going to be somebody do it at some point. Mm. So it might as well be you now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a dude that gets in through doing interviews and then, that's fucking 40-something years old.
Yep.
You know, it's going to be one at some 100%, point. Why not you now?
Yeah, man, I really stood by that, too, when you said it, because I'd already heard it from Mel and a couple of people, because I was always trying to suppress that. So I was like, no, I'm an artist, bro. I'm an artist. And when multiple people, including you, were saying, why don't you just be the one person that does them both? Very.
And keep your head up about it. Fuck a bitch, man.
On a bitch.
It just opens other doors and avenues for you. So
it's just a way in, man.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean? But really, in this day and age, it's become like, it doesn't have to be a way in. It's just what you do.
For sure.
You can make money off both. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no limitations out here. The only limitations is the one we set on ourselves out in this world, man.
Perching on the commerce, dude. Impolite gentleman, though.
Dude,
Impolite
gentleman's dope. This dope, though.
Perching on the commerce. It's like standing on business, perching on commerce.
Yeah.
Dude, Dusty, Bubba. Thank y'all so much for pulling up to see me, man. Y'all already know, though, man.
Anytime, man.
Anytime you guys are in the city, bro, I'd probably be upset with you if you didn't come see me. You know what I mean? Just because, I mean, I love when you guys pull up. I love it when I get an opportunity to see either one of you, however I get to see you. It's always great to see you guys.
I always love Nashville. I've been here for 5 years. And so you guys are synonymous for that. So,
Impolite gentlemen.
On the bitch.
Eyes and ears open. Impolite Gentlemen, Dusty Lee, Bubba Sparks, the new joint album on the fucking way, end of May, early June. New video next week featuring Jam Wayne and D Thrash, correct?
Absolutely.
And if you may not like it, but you're going to learn to love it.
Right. Catch Dusty Lee out on tour coming very fucking soon. Dates just announced with Colt Ford. Also, dates announced with
Demon Jones.
Demon Jones. Bubba is liable to pop up on any one of those dates.
And then, you know, we got the tour.
With T.I., yeah.
With Adam and Demon, all four of us.
Absolutely.
In the fire.
Man, these boys are working, man. I'm excited to see it all. I'm excited about this.
All summer. August.
August, yes.
I'm excited about this fucking album. I'm cutting this shit off just so we can fucking listen to some of this album and I can check on them kids. Dusty Lee, Bubba Sparks, y'all already know what's going on. Impolite Gentlemen on the way. Down there on the end, it's that guy, Chad Arms TV. I'm Squint 615. It's I Got Some Shit to Say.com, ChadArmsTV.com. Chatty, let's go.
Pow.
Bye.
Bitch, we got views.